Thanks, mate.
Really looking forward to the Adelaide meeting with the Lightning Stakes, at least to level the feature there, and also that battle for the Metro Jockeys Premiership between Todd Pannell and also Jess Eaton. Hello to you, Nadia.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddy and a play of the day, please?
Yeah, sure. We can kick things off in race one. The first starter here for Tony and Calvin McAvoy called Italian Viking, and he's been very impressive in Victoria in his jump outs. This obviously being the last crack at him winning a race as a three-year-old. They've headed over to Adelaide for a maiden over 1,050, and as with the market trend, you'd say he's going to be pretty hard to beat. It looks to be a strong race, but I would say that Italian Viking does look to have the measure. So race one, number five, is the first of the specials. The next horse we like is another Victorian. In race four, very keen on eight, Yulong Phelps. Danny O'Brien having his first attempt at training this horse. It's only had one prior start, and that was in a race at Swan Hill where it was a day which they ran really fast times for the program, but still, his maiden stacked up very well for the meeting. We haven't seen the horse since that performance last year back in October. Gets the addition of the tongue tie going on today, and if it could run anywhere near that run at Swan Hill, it's clearly the one to beat. So race four, number eight. And the other horse we like comes up in race nine. Pretty keen on number 10, No Name Lane. Now, they're betting around 550 about this four-year-old gelding who was able to win first up from a break. It only won a maiden, but it won it extremely impressively. Bigger track is a big tick. 1,200 metres is also a plus. We saw it scratch from the meeting last week when it was meant to go around, and that meeting was called off. So they've looked at finding a more suitable race, and this looks a really nice contest for this horse today, and it does have tactical speed to be handy in the run. So the three horses we like are race one, the five, race four, the eight, and race nine, number 10. Our quaddy today, we go 3, 5, and 8 in the first leg, the field in the second, 1 and 8 in the third leg, and come home with runners 8, 9, and 10. And our play of the day is an all-up race one, number five, into race four, number eight.
Who wins the Jockeys Premiership?
I think with that win yesterday, that's just put Jess that little nose in front, and I think it'll be hard for Todd to chase her down. They've both got handy rides today, but my money's on Jess.
All right.